This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Jurors were selected today for Paul Manafort's criminal trial in the Eastern District of Virginia. Manafort is in deep trouble, and though he has not been convicted of anything, he's already being punished severely. A large group of FBI agents, all of them armed, stormed into his home earlier this year, apparently surprising his wife in the shower, terrifying his family. They could have made a simple call to his lawyer, but they didn't. Manafort then had his bail revoked, an unusual penalty, that is, for a 68-year-old man with no criminal convictions. He has been held in solitary confinement pretty much ever since for 23 hours a day. For the crimes he's accused of in the state of Virginia, Manafort now faces 305 years in prison. That's several life sentences. So what exactly is Paul Manafort accused of doing? If you guess murder, guess again. Most murderers don't get treated like that by the government. The average violent felon in this country receives just 6.5 years behind bars. No, Paul Manafort is accused of something far worse than murder, tax evasion and violating banking regulations. The government isn't even suggesting that Manafort stole money from a bank. They're saying he was dishonest on loan applications. For that, solitary confinement and 305 years in prison. Well, if you're confused, maybe this will clear up the story for you. The prosecutor leading the case against Paul Manafort is named Andrew Weissman. He's an enthusiastic Democratic partisan. He was a guest at Hillary Clinton's election night party in New York. Now he's trying to send Donald Trump's campaign manager to prison for life on a tax charge. For perspective on that, the average sentence for tax fraud in this country is 1 year and 3 months. It can be much longer, though, if you have the wrong politics, apparently. Alan Dershowitz is a retired Harvard Law School professor, the author of The Case Against Impeaching Trump. He joins us tonight. Professor, I'm going to make the obvious disclaimer. I don't know Paul Manafort. I'm certainly not going to vouch for his ethics. But looking at this pretty carefully, this is a case about tax evasion and bank fraud. And he's getting a sentence, or he's threatened with a sentence, that is so disproportionate compared to the average that it makes you wonder, like, what is going on here?
Well, it's very simple. His crime is being associated with Donald Trump. And don't listen to me on this. Listen to Judge Ellis, the judge who's presiding over the case. The judge ruled and said they're not interested in Manafort. Mueller is not interested in Manafort. They're just trying to get him convicted so they can squeeze him. And if you squeeze a witness, not only does the witness sing, but sometimes, according to the judge, the witness composes. That is, he becomes creative. He makes up information. He elaborates. Because they know the better the story, the better the deal. So this trial today is not about Manafort. If Manafort hadn't been associated with the Trump campaign, he'd be out in New York or wherever doing his business. It's an attempt to convict him of whatever they can possibly find against him, no matter how unrelated it is to the Mueller probe, in order to squeeze him and get him to sing and maybe even compose.
Well, how is that different from what the mafia does? Do what I want or I'll take your life away. That's not justice as I thought it was practiced in this country at all.
Well, unfortunately, it is the way justice has been practiced against the mafia and against terrorists. And we civil libertarians have long been opposed to this way of dealing with problems. But the civil libertarians are quiet today. Why? Because the object is Donald Trump. Do you hear the ACLU complaining about this? Do you hear the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers complaining about this? Do you hear other Democrat civil libertarians complaining about this? No. We've always complained about this tactic when it's used against other people. But now you have some zealots standing in front of the courthouse with signs saying, lock him up, lock him up. You know, I was objecting when they had signs saying, lock her up, relating to Hillary Clinton, because I'd be making the same argument if Hillary Clinton had been elected president, and it was the Republicans who were trying to squeeze somebody to go after her. And civil libertarians all over the country ought to be concerned about this, but instead, like everybody else, they're taking sides. If this hurts Trump, it's good. If it helps Trump, it's no good. The Republicans take the opposite point of view. It's not good. It's not good for justice. It's not good for civil liberties.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Brian Maloney is with us. He is the co-founder of the Media Quality Project, editor-in-chief of MediaEqualizer.com, the leading online watchdog for the intersection of media, technology, and government. Brian, good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, thanks for having me back. It's a pleasure.
Hey, lots to talk about here. Well, you know, everybody's all upset about these clearances, you know, the people on the left about, you know, let's get these clearances. Why does Brennan, why does Comey, Clapper, Rice, Hayden, some of these who have perpetrated this deep state and all this other stuff, why are they even allowed to have security clearances at this point?
Well, I think that's the bottom line, and what many have been asking is how did they maintain them this long? So I think, you know, the one issue the left has is they're constantly trying to block Trump from exercising the powers of the presidency, the powers that come with the job. And it's just one way of, and well, yet another way of marginalizing him. So you're basically, every time he wants to fire somebody or change something, it's some kind of scandal in their eyes. And all it really is, well, that's a, you know, something that's afforded to the presidency. So
exactly.
The left has an incredible way of twisting and contorting reality. And what's important for us is to not accept their premise and reject it outright. So, you know, when they're out there creating some these fake scandals, it's up to us to say, you know what? I mean, you're wrong 10 ways from Sunday, and fight back a lot harder than we have been.
Well, in a sense, Brian, I don't know this to be a fact, but it would seem just by some basic reason that if you had a security clearance and now you become a paid talking head or contributor to an antithetical outlet like CNN, are you leveraging something that isn't yours to leverage?
Well, I think that's an excellent point. And there is something to be said now for the fact that, and this is another thing about the left, they're allowed to go on any show, say anything. There don't seem to be any standards anymore. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you know, the old rules have all been thrown out. And so I think when you have this indignation over, you can't do this, you know, Trump can't do this, you know, yes, he can and he should. And the one thing that I've liked about him so much so far is that he's not afraid and doesn't back down under pressure, whereas we've had Republicans in the past sometimes, I mean, oftentimes I think George W. Bush would back down under media pressure from the left, and it would be frustrating. And I think what we have instead is a president who says, you know, no, I'm... So if we can just encourage that from this point forward, because we've got a lot of work to do, you know, maintaining control of Congress and a lot of other issues. But, I mean, it's the bottom line here is that he seems to have the personality, the strength to maintain that power under fire. And the left has thrown at him more than we've seen thrown at any other president in history by far, I would
Without
say.
A doubt. Yeah, he's definitely established a whole new standard. But guess what? You're coming up against a true chief executive officer. This is what the people for many years, Brian, knew that we needed. We thought maybe in Mitt Romney he might be the guy, but wasn't able to make it across the line before that. You know, there was rumblings about Ross Perot and what he brought to the discussion that, well, okay, here's a business guy. He's starting to gain some traction here with the things that he's saying because he has some insight, because you just can't, continue to amass the debt that this country has and you just think, well, it's got to be business as usual. But see, what people don't understand about Donald Trump, and you do, Brian, is that as a chief executive officer, what we do is we have a plan. And we have a plan. When you have that plan, nobody's going to divert you. You know that it's going to be challenged. You know by virtue of the, you know that if you do a trade war, you're going to have people on the other side. They're going to get nervous and antsy about it. It just goes with the job. But like he says, trust me. Trust me, because, you know, on the other side of this, if we have free and fair trade, how much better off is America going to be just under that one basic premise?
Well, and when he says, trust me, the interesting thing is how, you know, when you first look at the way he does things, it doesn't always seem logical. And then when you see the outcome of it, you realize, wow, he knew what he was doing all along. Mm-hmm. So I think trust me does mean something. And he does remind me a lot of Ross Perot. Mm-hmm. I think there was the spirit of, it's the same sense of looking out for Americans. Mitt Romney, the problem with him was that he really wants to appease the establishment, and at the end of the day, Mitt is an establishment guy. And
Right. We're
in an era in American politics where the American people are very, very, very much against the establishment, because that establishment is what's eroding the middle class. That's what's making it harder to get through our daily lives, because the establishment takes care of itself at our expense.
Exactly.
And so that's a fundamental reason why Trump was elected. And so when you have a character like Mitt Romney or the other never Trumpers that have been out there, who are still waiting for a chance to pounce on Trump at any turn, like a George Will kind of character who just makes me sick to my stomach every column that is turned out, calling him a baby or whatever, you know, he's going to call him next. You know, that's a fundamental issue there, and I think that the American people understand this. The elites still do not. And so that, you know, that is still out there. The Beltway is welcome to get in touch with the American people anytime they want, but, you know, I don't think they're going to anytime soon.
Well, of course not. It's wrong gospel, wrong church here, Brian. But, you know what, what gives me hope in all this, though, Brian, is that not all is lost. Main Street America gets it. They are still connected with their moral underpinnings. And this is what is such a shock. And we had an extended conversation with John Guandolo, former FBI agent and instructor. John, and we were talking about, you know, just the fundamentals, you know. In fact, I had recited, the oath of office that the FBI takes, which is similar to what you take when you enlist in any branch of service. It is consistent with a lot of the oaths of office, and it is right there. I mean, it screams at you that it is about national security. Donald Trump gets it. The deep state does not. They think that because of political correctness and what they have done to rewire their thinking, they're in la-la land someplace. But the thing is, we have to continue to support this president, because many times, Brian, though people said, well, you know, he's all wrong. How many times are we saying that he ends up being right?
Well, the deep state doesn't want to give up power, and Trump means relinquishing that power, and that's why he is such a threat to them, and that's why they fight him so hard.
Well, and what Donald Trump said upon his inauguration, which is exactly consistent with our U.S. Constitution, he said, today the country goes back in the hands of the people that it belongs to, and that is we, the people. But, you know, it is absolutely incumbent upon we, the people, to take their charge and their rightful authority position to hold their elected officials accountable so that we get the government we deserve, not the one that we've deserved because we checked out and now we realize we can't allow them to be operating without any accountability.
Well, that's right, but that's why the November...
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361. Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way,
America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Brian Maloney continues with us, co-founder of the Media Equality Project, editor-in-chief of MediaEqualizer.com, the leading online watchdog for the intersection of media, technology, and government. Brian, what is going on with Facebook? Give us an update here, because what we see, which we knew, Facebook was so, they're just so indoctrinated. I mean, their culture is so well established, even though Mark Zuckerberg can come to the Beltway and say, oh, we're doing all these precautionary things and, you know, we're going to be fair and balanced and that sort of deal. But it's like, when institutionally and foundationally, you guys are so prejudiced that unless you blew up Facebook and started all over again, I don't know how you can be fair and balanced.
Well, that's the problem. The fundamental issue is that these high-tech companies are headquartered in Silicon Valley, which is the San Francisco Bay Area. The San Francisco Bay Area, as we know, is a hard left bastion of extremist politics. So who are these companies hiring? Extremists, left-wing extremists. Mm-hmm. That's why conservatives are being shut out of Twitter and of Facebook and of PayPal and of all the various platforms that we need to host, you know, conservative websites and have conservative groups and social media accounts and everything else, because, you know, we're playing in the enemy's backyard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so
that's why I say, Brian, it is time for conservatives to come together and have their own Facebook, have their own media outlets, to where there can be that fair and that true fair and balanced operation, because Facebook, it's impossible. It's untenable. Birds of a feather flock together. That's what happens. This is what they were. It's a part of their basic DNA. How are they going to change?
Well, that's it. And I mean, but when we have tried to create conservative, you know, companies, I mean, look how Sinclair was trying to merge with Tribune, and it was shot down, you know, just a couple of weeks ago. And that was going to create a new conservative network. And I mean, it would have had its own, you know, online presence, et cetera. So look what happens when we do try to do it, and that is even with Trump in office and Republicans mm-hmm. in control of Congress. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Just imagine when the left has control over Congress again or the White House. Imagine how much harder it will be for us to do anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
the Koch brothers might have a couple extra bucks here after this war with Trump, so maybe they can help us, Brian. What do you think?
It's been a myth that the Koch brothers have been, you know, running to the rescue of conservatives all this time. I don't know anybody on the right that's been getting money from the Koch brothers. I really don't. They've really only been, you know, involved in a couple of issues here and there. It's always been a left-wing generated myth that the Koch brothers bankroll the right. It's just not true, and it really never has been. But Facebook, our group is called Stop the Scalpings on Facebook. We have almost 112,000 members there. Stop the Scalpings. It is our activism group, and we've been active for about a year, and it just grew exponentially. Over the last week or two, Facebook has done everything it can to make it more difficult for our members to see the content, for members to do anything, to comment or to like posts. Then we started poking around, and we found out that other conservative groups have been having this problem for the last couple of weeks as well. And even worse, we've had these creepy videos that have been posted in our comments section that we keep having to go through and delete, that are coming from mysterious places. So we've had strange goings on for a couple of weeks. But, you know, we are going to persevere here. We are plugging through this. We have a very lively and active group of conservatives from all across the country. And we're going to get through this. But, you know, we're going to probably have to raise a stink regarding Facebook all over again. You hear about conservatives being blocked on Twitter, but actually it's going on Facebook right now as well.
Exactly. Well, and of course, Facebook didn't fare too well the last couple of weeks in the stock market. Probably one of the biggest drops ever, you know, 20%, near 20% the first day, another 1% the following day. And of course, they're saying, you know, this has to do with privacy issues and tooling up that they're is going to be necessary. So they see some fallout and loss already in Zuckerberg's, you know, trying to prepare the market for less influence. But, you know, they're shooting themselves in the foot, are they not?
Well, they really are. And one thing that I've noticed, and I think that this is where the stock drop comes into play, because that was over $120 billion in market capitalization lost overnight, which can have a reverberating effect across the markets and the economy. It's a lot of money. You know, this is something where I've seen a lot of my personal friends leave Facebook recently, or they're not posting as often, they're not visiting as often, and all it takes is for people to visit Facebook 25% less or 50% less, and that can really hit the engagement and hit their advertising revenue. So even people who don't cancel their accounts, just going there less often can kill Facebook.
It's losing its credibility. Why would you go there, you know?
Well, that's it. No one trusts Mark Zuckerberg.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. And people don't like – I don't know anyone that likes Mark Zuckerberg. Even I don't think they even like him on the left. I don't think anyone likes him, period. Mm. So I think that the bottom line there is when you're disliked and you're not trusted, ultimately it will hit you. I think people need to – feel like they can have faith in you. You know, Elon Musk is another example of someone people just don't trust, don't like, and how it's hurting him now, too. So we've created some monsters in Silicon Valley. We really did. And now it's time to undo all of this.
Well, certainly the previous administration kowtowed to them. It added to their coffers, certainly, you know, expanded the whole concept, which is interesting because the left screams about it. They're the first to scream about corporate welfare, but it is their leaders that have done more for corporate welfare than it has been for people on the right. And this is all part of the cleanup that Donald Trump finds himself, you know, every other day. He's hearing, well, we got to clean up on aisle 3 and aisle 5, and they just keep on coming.
Well, that's right, because Obama's version of capitalism was crony capitalism, and that was about rewarding his friends. I mean, we had Netflix was basically writing, you know, I mean, basically owned the FCC during the Obama presidency. I mean, Netflix basically wrote, you know, the laws that it needed. Because of its close association with Obama, and then Obama leaves office and they sign a huge deal for him and his family, you know, to be personally enriched heavily. I mean, that Netflix deal with the Obamas is, you know, is extremely lucrative for them. Mm-hmm. So we also saw that Elon Musk and Tesla was the recipient of $5 billion in taxpayer funds so that he can, you know, create his little fun things that he wants to do and
at the people's expense.
And because he has a close association with Obama, everyone that was connected to Obama profited enormously from that. Mm-hmm. And what we do need to do is put more pressure on Trump to undo those, because that, you know, we really cannot continue like this into another administration someday that might not be run by Trump. So we've got our work cut out for us, but I think to me what's key is November's election coming up in less than 3 months, basically. This is critical, and I don't know to what extent conservatives are paying attention right now at how vital that's going to be.
Yeah, it's absolutely critical. I agree with you, Brian. They've got to make sure they're registered to vote and get out to vote in numbers. And go to the polling stations with a friend. Bring a neighbor with you as well. Do not go to the polling stations alone. This is our ongoing mantra here. It is critical if we're going to get this country back on track. This is not a one-and-done type of project. I mean, this has been going on for a long time, for decades. Our government has been taken over and has been overrun in many ways. And now we've got somebody in the Oval Office fighting back on behalf of we the people. And why do you want to give up the great gains that we have been able to make in, what, 600 days or so? And we're going to turn that over to Nancy Pelosi et al.? I don't think so.
Yep.
Brian Maloney on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Brian.
Dan Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remains of over 50 Americans who were killed in the Korean War finally returning home after North Korean officials hand those remains over to U.S. officials last week.
Recent cooperation with North Korea enabled the transfer of 55 sets of remains on the 27th of July.
U.S. Army General Vincent Brooks at ceremonies at a South Korean air base just before those remains started heading for Hawaii, their next stop, where they'll undergo DNA laboratory testing. They'll be met by Vice President Mike Pence when they arrive. Private payroll firm ADP says the economy added 219,000 private payroll jobs last month, more than 20% above analysts' predictions. The government's jobs report for last month is out on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting where I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are getting to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, when you count every blessing, it's hard not to have, but a good attitude, you know, and we're so appreciative. And let me tell you, I'm so appreciative of you as listeners and participants of this radio show. This is what it's all about for me, and you've blessed me so much, and you're blessing Songs and Stories for Soldiers. You've heard me speak of our efforts here. The foundation was set up to help veterans suffering from PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. Some 22 vets are committing suicide every day. And I know that breaks your heart like it does mine. And we wanted to do something about it. And the good news is Songs and Stories for Soldiers has expanded at such a rapid rate. We have now over 110 veteran service facilities across the United States that are partnering with us. We've distributed over 15,000 MP3 players. The MP3 players is absolutely critical because that has songs and stories on it. We give them absolutely free to the vets. We really need your help right now because they said we've just expanded so much we're busting at the seams here, and we need some help. And you know, I think this is the first time we've come to you and asked for your help on this. And so whatever you can donate, just to give you an idea, $10 will buy one MP3 player that will hopefully save a veteran's life. Whatever you can contribute, it all adds up, you know, to the greater cause here, and that is saving our vets, blessing our vets for all that they've done for us. So all you got to do, go to Songs and Stories songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, hit the donate button. Or even if you go to Bill Martinez Live in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see some dog tags there as they donate. And thank you. I thank you for being part of the solution and helping us to this cause and, you know, serve our vets after all that they've done to serve us. With us right now is Steve Aiden. Steve, a little bit of his background, joined the Americans United for Life in August 2017. He is their chief legal officer and general counsel now. He oversees all legal operations of America's most effective pro-life organization. He's a highly experienced litigator, having appeared in court against Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry dozens of times and appointed by the attorneys generals of six states to defend pro-life laws. Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Well, great to have you here. Your insight, your background, and understanding of what is going on in this process to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. It finally took, what, 3.5, almost 4 weeks, and we've got one Democrat so far that has met with the judge.
Yes, one Democrat willing to be seen with him, apparently. The rest are dragging their feet. That Democrat, of course, is Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who's facing a tough re-election fight this fall. He knows that President Trump won that state pretty handily, and he's hedging his bets. So he hasn't said publicly, even after this meeting, whether he will support Brett Kavanaugh, who's a very well-qualified, highly respected federal judge, 12 years of experience on the D.C. Court of Appeals bench. So we're wondering what the Democrats are waiting for, and hoping that more of them will line up behind this very well-qualified, good man that's been nominated to the Supreme Court.
Well, you know, Chuck Schumer's asked for every bit of documentation. I think even going back to when Judge Kavanaugh was a kindergartner, wants to see some paperwork there. And I was talking with Jenny Beth Martin earlier, you know, from the Tea Party, Patriots. And I said, Jenny Beth, you know, these same people didn't even read all 2,800 pages of the Affordable Care Act. What are they going to do with millions of documents, you know?
Well, yeah, they've seized on the fact that Brett Kavanaugh was staff secretary to President George W. Bush, and they want every document that passed through his hands as the staff secretary to the president. In that role, Kavanaugh oversaw all documents that come to the president's desk. He was the gatekeeper for, as you said, millions of pages, and they want them all. I don't know what they want because he wasn't called upon to give his opinions or feedback on the vast majority of these documents. And I guess the fact that he had these documents pass through his hands means something. Did he say something or not with regard to any of these documents? I mean, I'm sure if there were substantive comments, if there was a memo or something, and he participated in discussing the issues that these documents raised, that would be legitimate, but they didn't ask for this the first go-round when he became a D.C. Circuit Appeals Court judge 12 years ago. And so I wonder what they're after now. Maybe they're after slowing down the process. Maybe they're after sandbagging. Mm-hmm. They'd like to push this past the election this fall, but I don't think they'll be able to do it. I think that the Republicans and Senator McConnell, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, will get their confirmation hearing in a few weeks, and I hope and expect that he'll be on the court this fall.
Well, you would think, if nothing else, it's like in lieu of getting the pages, I mean, you know, sit down, give the man 30 minutes, 45 minutes, ask him some questions, at least have some direct understanding. But to me, that's malpractice to go into the confirmation hearings and have not even met with the candidate at all.
Yeah, it's really hard to, harder anyway, to demonize somebody that you've met personally and talked to face to face when they see, how reasonable, how thoughtful Judge Kavanaugh is, what a good man he is, a family man, devoted, to his faith, his church, his family. It's going to be much harder for them to demonize him. So maybe that's why they're, trying to stay away from him. But, you know, we're hopeful. So far, both of the Republicans that are on the fence, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, have said they're planning to meet with him, others. But to this date, no one in the Democratic ranks on the Senate Judiciary Committee has said they will meet with him. And that's very telling, that you would think that they, more than any other senators, would want to get a close look at him.
Right.
But they haven't said anything yet.
Well, we can look forward to, 5 minutes of pontification and, trying to gather some sort of, campaign fodder that they can use down the road, I guess, because, these hearings have been ridiculous. I don't think that it's helpful to the people. It's not like they're asking questions that help the people understand who Brett Kavanaugh is all about.
Right. And one of the members of the Senate Judiciary, Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, Democratic member, met with now Justice Neil Gorsuch and came out of that meeting right to the microphones and said things that were designed to drive a rift between Gorsuch and the president. It was obviously calculated. We're wondering if the Democrats have those kinds of games up their sleeve or if they really are open-minded about this candidate. On our website, AUL.org, we have a lot of information about the candidate, about the process. We have something called the Kavanaugh Column, which is updated daily. One of the things we have is a chart listing all the votes by current Senate Judiciary Committee members, going back to Justice Ginsburg. And the interesting thing we've discovered is that Democratic senators on the Judiciary Committee tend to vote for Republican nominees much less than Republican senators voted for Democratic nominees.
Right.
It's about 25% of the time you'll have Democratic senators on Judiciary voting for nominees by Republican presidents. And Republican senators, on the other hand, vote for Democratic presidential nominees about 50% of the time. So if there's sandbagging going on, we know where to lay the blame.
That's exactly. It's pretty empirical, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the thing that galls me about Blumenthal, I'm sorry, every time I hear his name, Stephen, it galls me because he has no credibility in my ears anymore after he lied about his service and that. I mean, that's... it's unconscionable, and how he is still serving the people is beyond me. I cannot deal with people who lie, and I don't know that he came back and even said, "Hey, I'm sorry," or whatever, offered any kind of penance or kind of deal. I just I'm left hollow, Sorry, but that's the way I feel. But Steve Aden, thank you so much for being with us. Steve is the Chief Legal Officer and General Counsel for AUL. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, Sway, like us, fresh, independent, a little bit ornery, just for the fun of it. And speaking of ornery, I better be careful here, huh? Andrea Kay joins us. You know I meant that in the most precious of ways. A.K., who's on top of what's happening with the water cooler and the conversation all about, of course, national TV radio personality. A.K., how are we doing?
Well, I'm good, and I love that intro.
I get you. I'm telling you, because you get me, and birds of a feather flock together, as they say. So, you know, what we're finding out here with this election, this midterm election coming up, when you consider the pulse, and Donald Trump, boy, he's got his finger right on the pulse of Main Street America, gets it. The question is this going to be an immigration election or some other issue? I mean, you know, the economy is robust. Things are looking quite bright. But I'll tell you, Main Street America, not real happy about what's going on with illegal immigration, are they?
No. And if this election is about illegal immigration, then that means that it's just, what, the third or fourth that was about illegal immigration? Because 2016, President Trump won his signature platform piece was build a wall.
Exactly.
Seal the border. In 2014, when the American people gave the majority of both houses of Congress to the Republican Party, there were two issues at play. One was Obamacare, because the effects started to be felt by the American people, and they started to realize how bad socialist, you know, policies were. But it was about the border, because that's when we had the first influx, major influx of, quote, unaccompanied minors, many of which were, as we know, teenagers and young men. And they were, you know, shoved out. Many of them had tuberculosis, all kinds of issues. And the American people said, enough. So, you know, that we've had this. And it also played a huge part in, I think, even the Tea Party going back to 2010 when they ushered in. Because the American people could see that, I mean, we've been asking for the border to be sealed and to stop this immigration nonsense for decades. The
exactly.
American people could see the economic, not just the security implications, not just the criminal implications, but the economic implications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, African Americans started peeling off in 2012 going to the Republican Party because they couldn't get jobs.
That's right. Well, our government is being ripped apart from the inside out, and it has been the Democrats who have put out the welcome mat, you know, to this illegality and this chaos. And look what we have here right now. I mean, look what was on display in Portland, A.K. You got the mayor, you know, saying, hey, look, at I philosophically don't agree with what ICE is doing there. So when ICE called for backup and support of the local officials, the mayor told them to stand down. I mean, what is all that about?
Yeah, well, a couple of things. First of all, what the left is all about is about, talk about collusion. They're about colluding with a foreign government to force an invasion on us. The left wants this ultimately for power because they know that bringing people here into this country that don't have the education, the skill level, or the ability, the money, the ability to in any way support themselves is going to put them in the dependency class and give them power, give them votes. And ultimately they will then, just like California is forever a Democrat voting bloc as a result of that. The goal is that turn America into a forever Democrat voting bloc. And the problem that for the American voter right now, as I already talked about, so many elections already have been about immigration, the American people wanting to secure the border. They want immigration laws enforced. They want people in this country here illegally deported. They want companies that are hiring illegals prosecuted for it.
Exactly.
We also have a virtual border in the form of people coming here on the lottery program, refugees coming here. We don't hear a lot about the refugees anymore, but it's still a problem as, you know, as crimes and stuff occur from that. But we had a Republican Party that has been as bad on securing the border as the Democrats. No, we don't have Republicans out on the street trying to block, you know, arrest, but where have the Republicans, where have they been?
Yeah, they're not getting behind. They're not getting behind this president. Yeah, they're missing the whole point. And part of this, AK, we had a conversation with John Guandolo, former FBI agent, a trainer, and we were talking, and he has he's the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, and we talked about the vow that the FBI agents or anybody, just about anybody that serves the people, it's something to this extent: I so and so do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. So what happened with the mayor of Portland? What happened with those other members of the deep state, our current FBI officers who took a similar oath? What was it? Did they cross their fingers when they took this oath?
Well, I think that with that old saying, power corrupts. You know, what we've got here is we've just got a government that's so steeped in entrenched in its own power and wanting to maintain its power base. And one of the most important statements in President Trump's inauguration speech for me was when he said, this is the day we return the government to
exactly.
the
people. Exactly.
You
that's why I told John.
Right. And you opened your interview by something very, very important. You said President Trump has his finger on the pulse of mainstream America. And that's absolutely true. The American people want that border sealed. And we're tired of being told that we're racist or we're bigoted or we're cruel or inhumane. If we want to preserve the United States of America as its traditional, as on the foundation of which it was founded, and to preserve it. And oh, by the way, all the other nations that are living off of our largesse, living off of our humanitarian aid and our military aid, really should hope that we're able to secure that border and preserve this nation, because otherwise we're not going to be able to be the
military. Who's going to come to their aid? Yeah, who's going to come to their aid? Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Donald Trump gets it. The others, again, what we're hearing time and again, and you and I have spoken about this many times, how many times has the mainstream media, all these talking heads, these people that are supposed to know, former government officials, oh, he's an idiot, he doesn't know what he's talking about, and the whole deal, and then it's like, oh, God, he is right. They were kind of surveilling his offices. They did, they did send in spies into his campaign. And look at all this. And what are they saying? They continue. They go, okay, we'll let that one go. We'll go on with another one. It's like, wait a minute. Yeah. You lose credibility if you're not right and you're not hitting it. And this president has been more right and in the process of being proven right than he is wrong. And so the whole illegal immigration vote that he sees, this is why he came out very boldly the other day, AK, and said, hey, I'm willing to shut down the government over this. You don't give me the wall, I'm going to shut the government down.
Yeah, you know, President Trump, as brilliant as he is, has made a few missteps, of course, because he's not a career politician. One of which was to sign the ongoing, in his first year in office, to sign the continuing resolution. The second was to sign the omnibus, this bill. Now here we are, backed up against a midterm election, and he's having to threaten shutdown. None of that should be in play. The problem is that he faced two opposition parties when he went to Washington. One was the Republican Party, which is just as much about big government and big government spending and about continuing to complain about problems that they have no intention to solve. Mm-hmm. The American people want that border sealed, and the Republican Party needs to get on board with that, because if they don't, they're counting on the Republican voter to get out in November and vote for them and reelect all these Republicans just to save President Trump. I'm concerned that if President Trump is not able to get his signature piece funded, that it might suppress the turnout somehow. But what's shocking to me and frustrating to me to talk about the mainstream media is to hear conservatives in the media saying that right now President Trump should and Republicans should not be talking about illegal immigration going into the midterm, that they should be hammering on the positives of what's going on in the economy. That is such bad advice, and I hope President Trump doesn't heed it, because, yes, he needs to be touting his results in the economy. But right now, this vote in November is a vote for the future of our country, because the left wants complete open borders, and the Republican Party has helped them get it. And either we're going to have a country going forward or not. But that will come down to the vote in November, because if we don't keep the House and the Senate, we're gonna have forever open borders. At least we have a chance if we have Republicans.
Yeah, you think the government is messed up right now? If the Democrats were to take over the House alone, Maxine Waters will take over and it'll be impeachment city. To your point, Andrea, Gallup and Harvard Harris poll, two latest polls here, are in direct conflict to what progressives are saying. Immigration, not health care, not national security, not the economy, or even the GOP's favorite topics, taxes, is what most concerns voters right now, and for good reason. Progressives want to abolish ICE and let illegal immigrants vote in our elections. Both radical positions are opposed by 70% of the public. And by the way, this Harris, previous Harris poll, which is reported in Gary Bauer's memo every day, he says, found that nearly two-thirds of voters not only want an end to illegal immigration, they want current levels of legal immigration reduced, not increased, the default position of both political parties. So what does that tell you? Donald Trump, once again, more right than wrong.
Absolutely. Donald Trump, he's a businessman. He's a salesman. He's built a career off of understanding his clients and his prospects and prospective clients. He gets it. And on top of it, it's not just about wanting to sell an idea. It's about his love of this country and his wanting to preserve it and seeing that it was slipping away from our hands. And, you know, and the American people feel that. We feel it, too. We want to make America great again. And we're on track to do that. Absolutely are. And we need to support President Trump. And that includes any Republican in office or running for office.
So make sure for that midterm election, you know, first of all, you're registered to vote. Secondly, you know who you're voting for. And thirdly, that you are prepared to hold them accountable for the vote that you entrusted to them. Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, AK. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is just...